Praying for a loved one with severe emotional problems can feel exhausting, can't it? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And when Dina Yohe found herself weary of praying the same prayers and seeing no answers, she simply cried out to God for help.
After praying the same prayers and not seeing answers, you get very weary. And I remember I just didn't even know how to pray anymore. All I could say was, God, help. And I know that's sufficient because he knows exactly what we need and what the situation is.
But Dina needed hope she could carry in her hands.
I had to write scriptures on index cards and put them up on the bathroom mirror and carry them with me because I couldn't even think of where to turn in my Bible to read something. I was so shaken. But prayer changed a lot for me. I began to learn that I could just be silent and still, and in my heart just leaning out for God, and that was prayer, and he was with me. And I really loved learning to take scriptures and make them be my prayers.
And it turns out prayer, God's word, and joining in community with other people in similar situations were each huge lifelines for Dina.
Another wonderful thing was finding a website that's called Prayer for Prodigals. And that website was full of scripture verses and prayers that I could make my own. And I could post a prayer request there for my daughter, Renee, and other people that were part of that community all over the world would be praying. And that became a huge help to me.
Remember, you are not alone. You can find hope and encouragement from God and from other people he brings into your path. For some helpful resources as you walk with God in your life journey, go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.